The English Renaissance of Art by Oscar Wilde, narrated by Brian Godwin. Among the many debts which we owe to the supreme aesthetic faculty of Goethe is that he was the first to teach us to define beauty in terms the most concrete possible, to realize it, I mean, always in its special manifestations. So, in the lecture which I have the honor to deliver to you, I will not try to give you any abstract definition of beauty, any such universal formula for it as was sought for by the philosophy of the 18th century, still less to communicate to you that which in its essence is incommunicable, the virtue by which a particular picture or poem affects us with a unique and special joy, but rather to point out to you the general ideas which characterize the great English Renaissance of art in this century, to discover their source as far as that is possible, and to estimate their future as far as that is possible. I call it our English Renaissance because it is indeed a sort of new birth of the spirit of man, like the great Italian Renaissance of the 15th century, in its desire for a more gracious and comely way of life, its passion for physical beauty, its exclusive attention to form, its seeking for new subjects for poetry, new forms of art, new intellectual and imaginative enjoyments, and I call it our Romantic movement because it is our most recent expression of beauty. It has been described as a mere revival of Greek modes of thought, and again as a mere revival of medieval feeling. Rather, I would say that to these forms of the human spirit, it has added whatever of artistic value, the intricacy and complexity and experience of modern life can give. Taking from the one its clearness of vision and its sustained calm, from the other its variety of expression and the mystery of its vision. For what, as Goethe said, is the study of the ancients but a return to the real world, for that is what they did. And what, said Mazzini, is medievalism but individuality? It is really from the union of Hellenism, in its breadth, its sanity of purpose, its calm possession of beauty, with the attentive, the intensified individualism, the passionate color of the Romantic spirit, that springs the art of the 19th century in England, as from the marriage of Faust and Helen of Troy sprang the beautiful boy Euphorion. Such expressions as classical and romantic are, it is true, often apt to become the mere catchwords of schools. We must always remember that art has only one sentence to utter. There is for her only one high law, the law of form or harmony. Yet between the classical and the romantic spirit, we may say that there lies this difference at least, that the one deals with the type and the other.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?